We sampled it from him, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yeah? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the owners to control.
Right now!
You know what time it is.
Welcome
to the copyright.
It's Marilyn.
Yes, it's time for the copyright experiment. My name is Tim, aka Autonomy. Back in the studio. Took a bit of a break last week, but I'm back. DJ Mochi is sadly gone. He might call in, we'll see. We'll see if he decides to poke his head out. But I am also joined in studio with previous copyright experiment co-host or guest, DJ B, aka Brad Winter.
Hello.
AKA technical
director.
Sure, director. I was going to go with something a little more flattering, but director works. That is correct. A true fact. So welcome to the copyright experiment. Every week, Thursday at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting in Vancouver and online. The copyright experiment is about, if you've never listened before, about discussing the changing role of intellectual property in music, and just basically the changing how it's changing the way that we're consuming media and in our daily lives. And because a lot is changing right now. And we also play a selection of freely available music, which we will get to a bit later. But all free tunes, if you like free music, make sure you stay tuned. And if you like any of them here, you hear later, you can go to our blog, which has all our previous shows as well, at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. And don't worry, I'll tell you again. If you do want to call in and talk to us for whatever reason, for the topic I'm about to reveal, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Anyway, let's get on with today's topic. Today we're talking about something that happened today in the news, and all eyes are on Tesla Motors right now, because Tesla Motors just made a big press release. They announced that in a press release that they will no longer seek legal action in defense of their intellectual property or their patents. So they're basically saying they want to open up their technology and say, hey, if you want to use the stuff that we've developed, you can do it. We're not going to go after you. We just want to kind of innovate, have that innovation in the electric car business roll forward. And if you don't know who Tesla Motors are, you may have been living under a rock, but they've been around for probably about 5 years or so now, maybe longer, probably in CEO Elon Musk's mind for longer than that. But Tesla Motors is basically one of a handful of luxury electric car manufacturers. These are full electric cars, no hybrids, not like a Prius, but plug-in electrics that you need to charge from the grid. And Tesla's been doing very, very, very well. So well, in fact, that last year they paid off almost $500 million loan to the U.S. government 9 years early because, hey, they have the money. And they also last year in 2013 had $2.4 billion in revenue, including $850 million in cash. So they are sitting pretty right now. They also, funnily enough, they're probably the only auto manufacturer that doesn't really run ads very much, or if at all. And that's partly because their cars have been so successful that they can't even make them as fast as they sell them. So, yeah, how's that for a successful company, right?
Pretty good.
Kind of right where you want to be. But the cornerstone of any technology company is their intellectual property portfolio. And if you've been following the tech world at all in the last couple of years, you've noticed that the major players in it battle fiercely over their patents. And, you know, the biggest ones in that game are Apple and Google and Samsung. And also Nokia, Motorola, all of them who hold great portfolios in patents. Anyway, so Tesla's developed a lot of in-house technology. They've kind of innovated in a lot of crazy things. but they are deciding now to release it all. And so what some people have actually been reporting on this today, I've read a few articles about it, including the original press release, is that they're allowing fair use of their patents, which is actually completely incorrect, because fair use actually doesn't exist for patents. And patents are a type of intellectual property, but fair use doesn't really apply to it. Fair use is a doctrine that can be invoked for copyright law. So if you've heard our show before, you know that we've talked about fair use a bit. There are four components of fair use in copyright, and they basically define what are acceptable uses for modifying or using another person's copyrighted work. And they usually hinge on them being it being like a not a commercial enterprise, although not necessarily. We've seen in the past that albums that have gone on for sale that that have won using a fair use defense against copyright infringement. But I digress. There's also fair use doctrine in trademark law, in how you can use someone else's trademarks. But there's no fair use doctrine in patent law, because you basically either... Because patent laws are actually... A lot of the inner workings of when you apply for a patent, you have to release how it works completely, and you have to send all the inner workings of it to the patent office, and that gets posted publicly, but you're protected from it for 10 to 20 years, depending on the patent. But so that's kind of how your work is covered, your property is covered that way. But there's no fair use doctrine in that, because there's not really any way you could use it and make money off it and it not be... And be kind of like an acceptable use. I can't really think of a case that would be like that. Anyway, so it's not fair use, but they are saying that, hey, you can use it and we won't sue you. That's essentially what they're saying. And so why is Tesla doing this? Do you have any thoughts on that, Brad?
Well, I guess, you know, they probably have some strategy in mind behind it. There's some narratives we were talking about how it could be seen as a move against the oil industry.
Right. Absolutely. And Tesla is kind of a big player in the electric car business, and which is a business that the oil industry has tried to stifle for a long time. If you ever get a chance, you can watch the documentary. It's a few years old now, called Who Killed the Electric Car? And it's all about the oil lobby basically creating legislation that killed any potential for electric cars for a long time. Anyway, so yes, there's definitely a big reason to kind of go after, or actually, you know, kind of kick the ass of these companies that make just oil vehicles, or have only really dipped their feet into the electric world. Companies like Ford or Nissan, and to a lesser extent Toyota, they've kind of all dabbled in electric cars, but not really committed to it very fully. And I think this may be a way to just kind of get them to encourage them to continue. But that actually creates more competition for Tesla. So that's another question. Well, why do they want to make more competition for themselves? And I think part of it is, they do want the competition. It's kind of like a give me your best shot kind of thing. We're the top dogs in this. We sell
a challenge.
Yeah, we sell more cars than we can make. And so
they waited till they were so successful before making it available.
That's true, yeah.
So they got a bit of a head start.
Yeah. But you know, the car manufacturers that have made gasoline powered cars have had a 60, 70, 80 year head start as well. So,
yeah.
So that's part of it, but I think the main reason is that and this is what they say in the press release, is that right now, because there's so little competition in electric cars, they're basically competing against the gasoline car market, which isn't really what they want to be doing. They want to be competing against other electric cars. They want to say, because it's almost a case of comparing apples and oranges, even though they kind of look the same, they operate very differently, use them differently, electric cars and gasoline cars. So I think they do want to at least compete against other electric cars in their market instead of being just kind of on the outside of the car world looking in, or being a niche market. They want to be, you know, they want that market to be a really healthy competitive market to the gasoline powered car market. One reason that they say that Tesla says they want to do this is because they quote, they cannot, quote, build electric cars fast enough to address the carbon crisis. And this is actually a point that I have that is fairly contentious. And it's one that kind of makes sense on the surface that electric cars don't emit CO2 directly from the vehicle. So you're saving emissions by driving one, which is true. You're not emitting extra emissions when you're driving an electric car. But there are emissions associated with it, absolutely. And this about last year, 2013, there was a study on this, on how much emissions are actually generated by electric cars. And the there's two ways that they generate emissions. One is through the initial manufacturing process. So all the parts that need to be created are created using energy made from fossil fuels and mining industries and stuff like that. So, for example, the lithium batteries in these electric cars are really, they emit a lot of emissions to extract the lithium from these mines. It's a pretty rough industry. And then also for the metal that they're forming into it, plastic, stuff like that. And then the other way that they indirectly emit emissions is through the creation of the electricity that actually powers the cars. Right. And this is actually going to vary depending on where you live, how much CO2 is emitted. Like in BC, for example, it probably wouldn't be very much at all because we're around like 70-80% dependent on hydro energy.
Right.
But in the U.S., there are, across the country, there are areas where they're 66-70-80% dependent on coal. And coal is like the worst form of electricity generation for the environment, twice as bad as natural gas. So they actually compared this, the Wall Street Journal compared this, and between gasoline cars and electric cars, and they found that a gasoline car will, when it comes off the assembly line, it's already created 14,000 pounds of carbon dioxide, and an electric car has created 30,000 pounds when it comes off the line. So you're already at a disadvantage.
But twice as much of a footprint for manufacturing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the other part is how much do they emit from the energy they use, and gasoline cars are approximately, in the U.S. anyway, in their energy landscape, 12 ounces per mile, and electric cars are 6 ounces per mile. So you kind of, you're going to make back those emissions the more you drive it, but at the same time, these electric cars don't last forever, the batteries don't last forever, and it's a fairly new industry, so it's unclear how long the cars are actually going to last, the parts that are given them. Although a lot of people would say that they'll last even longer because the electrics are design of it is a lot more simple.
Fewer moving parts.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Yeah, you don't have to manage a fire constantly burning in the middle of the vehicle.
So how long does it take for it to break even?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Talking about where the emissions cancel out and where you start to see the benefit.
Right. So if you assume those numbers that I just said, and it would take you approximately 80,000 miles of driving to actually break even and be on the same page or same amount of emissions generated between your gas car and your electric car, which is quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to happen anytime soon. So and I think this is why Tesla doesn't really focus on the green aspect of their business as much as the luxury aspect and the ease of use. Tesla focuses a lot of on how to make their cars easy to use, and so you don't have to, and a lot more convenient for like our modern age. You can control a lot of your car from like the Tesla app on your phone.
Very quiet too.
Yes, very quiet. So there's a lot of really cool features about it that don't even consider the green, quote-unquote, implications of it, because those are actually a little more dubious depending on where your electricity comes from.
Still, you might say that if the assembly lines get more efficient, maybe the initial cost of manufacturer would go down. If just as many electric cars were made as gasoline cars, perhaps maybe that would be more efficient.
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah, I think if you start moving towards that direction in the industry, those numbers are going to change. And we're already moving towards different energy sources.
Mm-hmm.
the EPA just announced last week that they're going to reduce their emissions. Or they have a new target for 2020, I believe, for CO2 emissions. So, I mean, it is changing, and it probably will change in the future. But there's another point that, you know, having early adopters like that are a good way to actually instill, like, kind of a critical mass of change in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are good reasons to like Tesla, but I don't think you can really claim that you're helping the environment at this point. And so that's kind of the reasons they say that they are doing this. But there, if you kind of read between the lines, there are some other reasons that they're doing this that they're not really talking about. And I think these are more telling to why they're actually deciding to open up their patent portfolio. And one of them is that basically Tesla is the major player right now in building electric car infrastructure outside of just your home. So if you want to charge your car somewhere, you go to these Tesla supercharger stations in the US. And there are other similar ones, but these supercharger ones are incredible. Apparently they charge half your battery in 20 minutes.
Wow.
So they've actually built 100 of these supercharger stations, and each one of them are free for Tesla drivers. So you can go anywhere across the country and fill up with electricity for free.
Can I go there with my toaster?
I don't think you could go there with your toaster. good question. I think they have spots for other electric cars, but I'm not sure how like the circuitry works if you can still get the 20 minutes. I don't know how much toast you need to be toasting, but you may need to have to bring a few bags of bread. So the cost for these is actually around $100,000 to $175,000 per station, which equates to $10 million spent so far on these supercharger stations, which is a pretty hefty sum for something that you're giving away to your customers for free. And I think if I was them, I would probably be pretty sick of being the only people that are in a place good enough to create the infrastructure needed for electric cars to be viable in the market. And so I think part of this is that they're trying to alleviate the burden of having to push out not only the cars, but also the infrastructure to actually use the cars around the United States. So they kind of want people to help them out there. I think that's one of the biggest reasons. And you could kind of think of this as, if people also adopt their technology, you can kind of think of it as analogous to in the tech world where, say, Google released their Android operating system open source and allowed hardware manufacturers to put it on their phone for free. And it kind of was just an attempt to monetize users rather than developers so that they could get high user adoption and then capitalize on the microtransactions that users have. And I think you could make an analogous case to that in the case of Tesla. If everybody's using their technology, they kind of have, it forces them to create a kind of new leg up on the competition, but at the same time, it makes them be able to predict the future of their business a lot easier.
Yeah, I guess it's a form of standardizing the design of these electrical systems, because as compared to a gas station, which is just a hose, basically, you need these stations to, I guess they probably have a lot more like back and forth that needs to go on, like as far as the plug going into the socket needs to, the voltages need to work right, and all of that.
Yeah, everything kind of needs to communicate properly. And not only that, I mean, I think the majority of the patents are probably software interaction patents, but there's a lot of stuff around, you know, engine design or motor design, I guess, and layout of all the components and everything. Safety designs, probably that's a big one. Tesla is apparently the safest car to drive because they have an extremely low center of gravity. I think one of the main reasons that they want people to adopt their technology so they can have a kind of a stable company, they can predict where the future of electric car business is going to go, they can kind of steer the direction of that themselves. And I think that's invaluable especially for a public company where you have to predict how your company is going to do 5 years down the road in order to, you know, attract investors and stuff like that. So that's kind of the unwritten rules of why they're doing, or unwritten reasons. Now I'd like to talk about kind of what is this a good thing? What could actually go wrong in this case? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds really good overall, but there's definitely some things that could go wrong. And this is kind of more related to the technicalities of intellectual property rather than their business model. But the most telling thing, I think, is that this is the quote from their press release. So they say, Tesla will not initiate patent lawsuits against anyone who, in good faith, wants to use our technology. And to me, that's an extremely vague statement. There's a lot of things I would want clarification on before I was actually going to use that technology and invest in rolling out an electric car. For one, it's not really clear what in good faith means, and how far you could take that while still claiming that you're just trying to push the market along. Or you could, I'm curious whether they would think if I made a total Tesla ripoff and sold it for less money and then said, oh, well, you know, it's in good faith because I'm trying to help the environment just like you guys are.
Yeah.
That seems like a good faith argument, but it also seems unfair to Tesla for what they're doing.
They're not really actually doing any, they're not changing anything from their like how they're releasing the patents or any sort of licensing. They're just, it's just a verbal,
like, yeah, exactly,
we won't pursue you.
Exactly.
So they might change their mind depending on who
it
is.
Yeah, you could change your mind. There's nothing in paper. And I mean, in the open source community, which we talked about on a previous show when we were comparing musical intellectual property to software world, in the open source community for software, it's really typical to open up software by releasing the code base online and licensing it using some sort of open source license, typically like the GPL, the GNU public license, or some sort of other license like a copyleft license. But it's pretty typical to use a license that everybody knows the terms of and everybody's agreed upon, because then there's no ambiguity on how you can and can't use this open source, quote unquote. But in Tesla's case, it's not really clear at all what they mean, and it's not really clear what they would be able to do because of that in the future, because of their announcement of this. So all you can really go on is their word. And so far, their word has been pretty good. I mean, they paid off their loan really fast. But who knows what's going to happen in the future. We've definitely seen companies that claim to be really aiming to make the industry that they're in a better place, but have kind of turned into bullies after that. Google's the one that springs to mind the fastest anyway. You have anything to add?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, Google is a company. I mean, their motto when they started off was "Don't be evil,"
right?
And they were very much in the mindset of trying to make the internet better. They're trying to kind of change the way people were doing things for the better. They're very user oriented, but now they're not very user oriented. I would say they're very concerned with getting their numbers up, getting sales up and stuff like that. Eric Schmidt says that they're basically in an industry of battling for eyeballs.
Yeah,
which isn't really flattering to your customer base.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's a very interesting analysis of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Definitely interesting numbers too about how much emissions electric cars actually are causing before they break even.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It kind of shoots a hole in the you know, good conscious argument of driving an electric car. But like you said, that's will probably change as our energy dependent sources change as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get into the music soon, so stay tuned to CITR. Don't touch the dial. See you soon.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful. I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh, isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey! You're listening to the Copyright Experiment, still. It's just past 11:30. We're going to get into the mix, all free music. If you like any of the songs you're about to hear, make sure you check out copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. We'll post up download links for all the songs I'm about to spin up. And yeah, enjoy the mix. The first up is a track by ASAP 12E from the ASAP Mob. And if you like it, you can actually leave right now. Go downtown and see him play at Killjoy tonight. So if you're feeling like getting your rap on tonight, that's where to do it. Killjoy downtown, ASAP 12E. Let's go.
Feeling like Puff back in 9-8. Bad boy here, boost the crime rate. My hand good, but the 9 great. Fuck the law, nigga, crime pays. Can't tax dirty money. Thank the law for dirty money. Man, I used to be dead broke. Now my bank full of dead folks. Get the benches with my brothers. Grants for the bills and the jackets to my mother. Mama love kept me so clean. And I got it with the dope thing. Now I'm trying to get my dope clean. Whole screen when they get a glimpse of the whole thing. In that V-Law, V-Law. A nutcracker at the kingdom. Work banging on my ringtone. Whole team getting dope. She ain't eating up. It's the year of that ASAP. Niggas slept on it. Now it's time for that payback. Man, stretch round here. Got my bulletproof vest and my tech round here. I just wanna get away, but I can't get away. Man, stretch round here. Got my bulletproof vest and my tech round here. I just wanna get away, but I can't get away. It's like my back's against the wall. See a nigga want it all. Run the game with my dog. See, they praying that I fall. Another mural on the wall, front page of the star. A blood stain on the floor. Another black boy lost, left slain in the bar. Man, they kill my nigga Stack B. I'm yelling free my nigga Max B. Man, they killed that boy Trayvon. I got the right to carry firearms. Bill of Rights, I know my shit. Bunch of books and some loaded clips. Tell the law, suck my dick. Ah. Free my nigga S1 and Remy 2 for them two. I'm a wreck, son. light sun. Know a nigga stressed, know a nigga blessed. Gotta get this shit up off my chest. Fuck the rest, cause when sun is set, I'ma burn the neck and kill some clouds with my loaded tech. Trigger happy, nigga that be happy. Easy motherfucker, be easy motherfucker, high. This man stretched round here, got my bulletproof vest and my tech round here. I just wanna get away, but I can't get away. This man stretched round here, got my bulletproof vest and my tech round here. I just wanna get away, but I can't get away.
Let's get it, man. Legion, day of the day, huh? Hey, ta-da.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to you. Hey, but you wanna run away though. But you wanna run away, but I wanna run away though. Yeah, 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 girl, I'm trying to get to you. Hey, but you wanna run away though. But you wanna run away, but you wanna run away though. I'm in your city, baby, hit me up. Yeah, yeah, what you tryna run away for? And your hood wrapped up like a race car. Last night had a skirt like a race car. Face out, she ain't really anyway, girl. I be shady, I be wildy, I know that. Keep it realer than a live broadcast, though. Feeling like I'm about to crash on some Astro. I was born this way, I'm an asshole. I've been arrogant lately, and I like it. Making some memories, enemies are moving. Tell me how you feeling, no girl, I ain't saying it. I ain't tryna make you my enemy, too. Why my blood as hot as the block be? See the cops come around when it's nighttime. I was tryna creep with you, though, at the right time. I was telling Regis, you was my life, like bullshit, though. Okay, I'm wildin', I stay here so far. I'm not tryna play you, you not my attorney. So anything I might have said in the past, yo, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Looking for you like I'm looking for parties. Remember when we was both fucking apart? Just out the pot, like this be hella hard. G, I ate it for supper like we went to Hardy. Yeah, I'm tryna get to you. But you wanna run away though. But you wanna run away, but I wanna run away though. Yeah, 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 girl, I'm tryna get to you. But you wanna run away though. But you wanna run away, but you wanna run away though. I'm in your city, baby, hit me up.
the new track by Tennyson from Edmonton. the track from My Jingles. For that was Lindercroy on the 1080p collective. We've been discussing the pronunciation of that, but it doesn't matter because you can get it for free. Coming up next will be Huxley, new free track by him. Stay tuned.
Extreme poverty exists all over the world, and Canadians have a way to help. Raising the Village is partnering with the Global Poverty Project for the 2014 Live Below the Line campaign. The campaign's challenge is to live on a food and drink budget of $1.75 per day over 5 days, the equivalent of the extreme poverty line. You can participate between now and June 30th. For more information, please visit raisingthevillage.org. Let's all help to take a step in ending poverty.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Welcome back. Copyright Experiment. Got a new Huxley track coming up right now. Take you through for the next 10 minutes. And then Pierre from Oral Tentacles will take over for the rest of the night. Enjoy the rest of the mix.
Brand new sound, all the mommies in that.
Decides to throw a little bit of shade to be real cute. I don't get cute, I get drop dead gorgeous.
I don't get cute,
drop dead gorgeous.
I don't get cute,
drop dead gorgeous.
I don't get cute,
drop dead gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I don't get cute,
drop dead gorgeous.
I don't get cute,
drop dead gorgeous.
I don't get cute.
Gorgeous. Oh, she really came that way.
Rubber pump, make a fat bitch come. Rubber pump, feel this.
Rubber pump, make a fat bitch come. Rubber pump.